We are in the middle of 31 Days Ablaze. Listen, God has never left you. God has never forsaken you. And today, may that scripture from Hebrews 13 just literally, you know, burn inside of you. What God says, God is and does. And there is no possibility of failure on God's side. If it ever seems that God is far away, it's not that he has moved. It's probably that we have. Or that maybe there's warfare in the midst. But none of that matters, even when there's conflict, or if we've grieved the Spirit of God, he's still there. And the great news is that we've got, as the Scripture reveals, to come before God, the throne of grace. Now, this is Hebrews chapter 4. I don't know if you've read through chapter 4 and seen the call of God. Now, again, the book of Hebrews is dealing with believers that have been struggling, that have been doubting, that have been maybe even depressed. And it's always calling them to remember the superiority of Christ, remember the Word of God, remember that that hearing and reading the Word of God, there needs to be a response that we're to believe God. And so the whole book of Hebrews is about calling us back to a complete faith, to fully trust God. And that's what happens here as we read in verse 14 of chapter 4. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Now that's vital. We're going to find out in the book of Hebrews, let's hold, you know, without wavering. We read about this in Romans chapter 4. Even where Abraham, without wavering in his faith, he was strengthened in his faith, he gave glory to God against all hope. In hope, he believed. Keep believing God. Keep trusting. When you look at the Word of God and you see what it says, connect with it. Believe God. And then step out on it. So when we read here about the throne of grace, God doesn't just tell us about the sense of locality and approachability. There is literally a beck and call for the believer in Christ to come where you don't have to have a credit card, you don't have to have money, you don't have to have any other conditions. Knowing God in Christ grants you absolute access, freedom of access. Let me just read the verse. Verse 16, chapter 4. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. That's the word that deals with freedom of access. The kind of boldness that has a shameless persistence. Where there's nobody holding you back. Nothing holding you back. You can come with failure. You can come with difficulties. You can come with pain. And obviously we can come before the Lord to handle any, you know, sin issues that we've messed up with. So when it says, let us then approach the throne of grace, not a throne of judgment, not a throne of scrutiny, not a throne that is hard and cold and distant. Here we have the revelation. And this is just nowhere else, any place else. In all pagan religions and all the other stuff, whenever the concept of throne, place of power, place of authority. Here is where omniscience, God knowing everything, omnipresence, God being everywhere, omnipotence, God holding all power. Here is where the locality, the idea of coming directly into the presence before the Lord Jesus. So then let us approach this throne of grace, this unmerited favor, this place where God wills to give you mercy, wills to give you grace, wills to operate in your life. It's the idea that we have in salvation. It wasn't by works. It's not only if you've gone to church, given your tithe, and read your Bible that you can go before the throne of grace. The throne of grace is wide open to the believer. God's presence wide open. God's listening ear wide. and ready to hear. He's there. He's at the top. I mean, there's no one higher in authority. God, Christ. And there God is active. There is a place from which God sends a response. When we speak to God, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. And so there's a place of sending. Not only just hearing, but sending. From this locality, the sense where God has sent the Spirit of God, sends angels out, gives instructions, and literally upholds the universe and is operating in a sovereign and providential way in the affairs of the entire human race to save the most, to crush evil, and eventually bring the visible appearance, the second coming of Christ. It's all from there. And it is a throne of grace. For those who don't know Christ, it's where we can simply open our arms and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you. Come into my life as Savior and Lord and God. Now listen, as a believer in Christ, it is where we can fellowship with God. We can focus and learn with the Word of God opened and listening to the Spirit of God. It's where many times I explain things to God, that I negotiate things, that I'm praying about, that I'm bringing before Him when I don't understand. It's a place of interaction. This is not a fast food hamburger joint where you go around speaking to a speaker and go around the corner and pick something. Said it's not. This God, friend. There is one that wants you more and more detail about your life than God. About His will, His plan, His... Listen, you ever read Romans 12? About the will of God being perfect, pleasing, and good? Can't get any higher than that. The best thing to know is God's will. God's will to be saved. God's will to be filled with the Spirit. God's will to take up the cross and follow Christ. God's will to grow. God's will to get strong. God has given us everything, even in this fallen world, as we are part of the body of Christ, to grow and develop and become strong, and to even do great things for God, so that in the mix of all that we are doing, whether we are in the midst of pain issues, or we are filled with God's power and leading people to Christ and seeing answers to prayer and doing great things for God, either way, it is still the throne of God. Either way, the whole field is leveled. Whether you've accomplished great things, that doesn't give you more access. And if you haven't accomplished great things, that doesn't give you less access. This is the throne of grace, not of works, lest anyone think they can boast. It's not a place where we go and demand and say, God, I've been to church 10 times this month and read your Bible every day and I've tithed and I even led a soul to Christ, so therefore you must. No, it's not that at all. If we say that, we do not understand the relationship. It is a relationship. It is a friendship. It is God and we as the redeemed, His child. You ever read it? 1 John chapter 3. Look how much love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. I've tried to be a good parent all the days of my child's development. To be accessible. My daughter knew she could run and jump right into my arms. My daughter knew she could come and talk to me. I haven't taught my daughter how to negotiate from when she was little. That when she would ask a question, and if I said no, that she could present other issues and present other things. She knew that it wasn't a hard, stern place. She knew that it was a place of love and listening. How much more Almighty God listens. How much more Almighty God hears. How much more Almighty God receives you and embraces you. So be there, the throne of grace with freedom of access and knowing that God is listening. God cares. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. That's what it says. And then, my friend, receive. You see, we come before the throne of grace, and God calls us to come so that we may receive. See the word in verse 16, that we might receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I have a helper, God. I have someone that can help in all the situations. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, insight, God powerfully moving, God sending angels, God speaking to my heart by the Spirit of God, God reminding me of a scripture verse. God, grace, love, it is He who beckons you to come. He who has opened wide the door, the blood of Jesus has sealed the deal. You are His. He is yours. You are His child. He is your God. And you can come before a throne of unmerited, willed favor, kindness, support, help, and of great power. Dear sweet Christian, 31 days ablaze, get there before the throne. Sometimes just be still and know that He is God. Other times, pour out your heart. Other times, become the prayer warrior in which you are seeking grace and mercy for the lost, grace and mercy for the city you live in, grace and mercy for the cold, hard evil that you see going around, and asking God to break in and strike with grace, strike with mercy, and save an individual, or like in Nineveh, 120,000. May God's grace and mercy be experienced in your life today. Hey, this is Russ, ShatterTheDarkness.net.